This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A judge has spelled out more of the rules for next week's scheduled trial of an Illinois teenager who's facing homicide charges for a confrontation during protests following a police shooting in Kenosha last year. An officer's wounding of a black man, Jacob Blake Jr., touched off several nights of demonstrations. In one incident, Kyle Rittenhouse, who says he was helping protect a Kenosha business, shot Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber to death and wounded Gage Grosskreutz. Rittenhouse is claiming self-defense. During a hearing yesterday, prosecutor Thomas Binger argued against allowing the testimony of a defense use of force expert John Black, saying jurors could make up their own mind about the evidence.
His training and expertise is not going to put him in any better position than the reasonable people that we're going to be picking for this jury, who will be shown the exact same things that Dr. Black has seen. They will be able to analyze it and look at it the same way he did, and they can come to their own conclusions.
But Kenosha County Judge Bruce Schrader has ruled Black will be allowed to talk about the timeline of the shootings. The judge says Black won't be able to discuss Rittenhouse's state of mind. Defense attorneys and prosecutors also battled over whether the jury will be allowed to see video of law enforcement telling Rittenhouse and other armed militia members before the shootings that they appreciated their presence and tossing Rittenhouse a bottle of water. Defense attorney Corey Shirafisi says the video is the kind of thing jurors should consider about Rittenhouse's behavior.
When he has conversations with police officers and they let him go about his business, and when the police say things like they've said on that tape, those go to his state of mind.
Assistant District Attorney Binger argued the police assessment of Rittenhouse prior to him killing two people does not have any bearing on whether the teenager's later actions were lawful. But Judge Schrader said in court that the video probably is admissible. Jury selection in the Rittenhouse trial is scheduled for next Monday. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.